We'd like to take a few minutes now to tell you about one of our much-loved colleagues who left us all too soon, Petra Mayer. She died suddenly yesterday from an apparent pulmonary embolism. She was 46 years old. Petra's title was books editor on the Arts and Culture Desk, and she was a frequent guest on NPR's podcast, Pop Culture Happy Hour.
Petra, you've read these books. What'd you make of this adaptation, this very loose adaptation?
I had read the books long ago when I was a baby nerd, and I had to refresh my memory in order to prepare myself because I like to neurotically over-prepare for everything. And I got to say,
I loved having Petra on Pop Culture Happy Hour because she was a person whose enthusiasms were in all caps all the time.
That's Linda Holmes, one of the hosts of Pop Culture Happy Hour.
She just loved the things she loved, and she loved talking to people about the things that she loved. And all she wanted was to find something that she loved that you would also love. That was kind of her passion in life, I think.
That's one recent books editor, Comic-Con enthusiast, baker, cat lover, or even one of her favorite words, nerd, cannot completely capture everything she brought to NPR. Prior to joining the NPR books team in 2012, she was an associate producer and director for this show, Weekend All Things Considered, and was a production assistant for Morning Edition and Weekend Edition Saturday. As an editor, she was committed to searching out fresh, diverse voices as authors and reviewers. NPR freelancer Amal Al-Mukhtar says that Petra reached out to her at a critical moment.
I was at a really, really low point. I was dirt poor. And then this just bubbly, joyful, wonderful, sunshine as a person came into my inbox and offered me this absolute dream gig. She felt like a miracle just kind of coming into my life.
Al-Mukhtar became not only a colleague, but a close friend.
We got to meet each other at conventions and, stay up into the wee hours of the morning talking about books and TV and Doctor Who and all the things that we just loved in common.
Petra brought so much joy to her friends and to her work. True to form, fellow NPR editor Beth Novi says the two had planned brunch yesterday morning and that Petra had promised to bake something stupidly elaborate that she'd seen on the Great British Bake Off. She never arrived. Still, Petra's joy remains with us, and we're doing our best here to try to tell you how much she will be missed, but for that, there really are no words.